Greetings and welcome to another episode of From John to Justin. If you like, you can support the podcast for as little as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. You can also donate directly to the podcast by going to CanadaEHX.com and clicking donate. I do this podcast as well as Pucks and Cups every Tuesday and Canadian History X every Wednesday and Saturday. And it's a lot of work, but every dollar you give helps keep it all going, and I truly appreciate it. I'll thank you on the air and throughout my social media, as well as thanking you at the end of every episode. If you like, you can visit my website at CanadaEHX.com. There you'll find over 650 articles all about Canadian history. You can email me at Craig@CanadaEHX.com. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is Craig Baird, CraigBaird, and I'm on Instagram at Bairdo37, as well as TikTok at Bairdo37, and I have a YouTube channel where I put up weekly videos. Just go to youtube.com/C/CanadianHistoryX, and remember that's EHX. For a brief period of time between Stephen Harper and, well, Stephen Harper, there was a leader of the opposition that served only 3 months. His name was Grant Hill, and today I look at his life and career. Born on September 20th, 1943 in Montreal, he would be raised in Alberta and Saskatchewan. In 1961, he would graduate from Viscount Bennett High School in Calgary, and in 1968, he had earned his medical degree from the University of Alberta. Interning at the Holy Cross Hospital of Calgary, he would open a surgical practice in 1970 and serve as the chief of staff of the High River Hospital from 1986 to 1990. In 1990, spurred on by the growing movement for change in the West, Hill would join the Reform Party. For 30 years, he would practice medicine before taking the leap into the House of Commons. In 1993, Hill was elected as a Reform Party Member of Parliament thanks to a lot of support for him in his home area of Okotoks. Bruce Stevenson, who owned a Western wear shop, would state, quote, "I'll vote for Grant Hill. He's capable and has character," end quote. Asked why he ran for federal office and left his medical career, Hill stated that he did so because he was frustrated with long waiting lines for medical treatment. He would say, quote, "I will never be quiet again. I will never ever be as quiet as I was before. Grumbling silently in the operating room or waiting room is not where you're able to do things," end quote. After a poll came out that had doctors as the most respected profession and politicians as the least respected, Hill would say, quote, "Obviously, I wouldn't be doing that if it was just for popularity, because I know full well how I thought of politicians all these years. I didn't think they were doing things for the good of the country or for the good of the people, but more for their own good," end quote. Hill would become known for his collection of antique cars and for his work in promoting car shows while he was in Parliament. In 1996, Hill, thanks to his background as a doctor, would support measures to curb smoking by instituting a total ban on cigarette advertising from television and radio to billboards and street kiosks. He would state, quote, "I would be advising my party that we fast-track it," end quote. When there was talk of plain packaging on cigarettes put forward by Liberal Health Minister Diane Marlowe, Hill would state, quote, "Our system is literally crumbling around the minister's ears. Her reaction to that, plain packaging for cigarettes, she's lost her marbles," end quote. He would also attract controversy in the spring of 1996 when he claimed, as a medical doctor, that homosexuality was an unhealthy lifestyle. He would state, quote, "This is not a matter of equal rights. This is a matter of promotion of a lifestyle. I will give you medical evidence that this lifestyle is unhealthy," end quote. The comments were made during a debate over banning discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Hill would state that gay rights legislation would open the door to pedophilia and increase incidence of HIV and AIDS. Hill would say, quote, "I do not believe in discrimination of any kind, but I do believe in scientific honesty," end quote. Hill would state that he never said that homosexuals spread disease during the debate, stating, quote, "Those words were never in my speech," end quote. A transcript of a House of Commons debate, though, showed that he had said homosexuality would, quote, "produce and allow promotion of an unhealthy lifestyle, a behavior that is unhealthy," end quote. He would add in the transcript that homosexuality relates to, quote, "HIV, gay bowel syndrome, increasing parasitic infections, lowered life expectancy, and an increase in hepatitis in Canada," end quote. Reform leader Preston Manning would state of the matter that Hill, quote, "made a medical comment on medical conditions associated with the homosexual lifestyle. That's not central to the reform position, but he stated it as his medical opinion, end quote. This was quickly criticized by many doctors, including fellow Reform Member of Parliament, Dr. Keith Martin, who said homosexuality, quote, had absolutely nothing to do with medicine. It's a completely different issue. Our mouths have been running faster than our brains, end quote. Hill would also be investigated by the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons over the statement, and the Canadian Medical Association would state that Hill's remarks, quote, erroneously suggests that homosexuality is an unhealthy lifestyle. In our view, there is no scientific evidence to back such a claim, end quote. Hill would respond to this, stating, quote, the Canadian Medical Association is standing on very politically safe ground. This is a politically charged issue. I stand my ground, end quote. In the 1997 federal election, Hill would take 68% of the vote in his riding. And having put his medical career on hold for the most part to serve in Parliament, Hill would have a chance to use his skills again in December of 1998. On December 11th, Shaughnessy Cohen, a Liberal MP, suffered a massive brain hemorrhage after question period in the House of Commons, collapsing at her desk. Hill immediately ran across the floor of the House of Commons to attend to her. For 10 minutes, he breathed for her until paramedics arrived and succeeded in restarting her heart. Unfortunately, Cohen died hours later. Hill would say that it was, quote, one of the biggest disappointments of my political career, end quote. Liberal MP Patty Torsney would say, quote, she had a great sense of humor. She would think it was ironic that Grant was there to help save her, end quote. During his time in Parliament, Hill would receive regular calls from other politicians on both sides of the House of Commons to help them with some illness. He would treat sore throats, pains, and commonly, high blood pressure. In 2000, when the Reform Party became the Canadian Alliance, Hill joined the new party and followed Stockwell Day as the new leader. He would say, quote, in other parties, when the leader says something, that's the end of the discussion. But in our party, if Stockwell Day has an opinion, he's just one of many voices, and it's okay to disagree, end quote. Prior to the 2000 federal election, Hill made the decision to run for a third term, despite saying years earlier he would retire after his second term was finished. Hill would say, quote, I truly did intend to do two terms and come home to do medicine. I don't think anyone should be a career politician, end quote. He chose to do another term after the merger, and the party asked him to stay on for that term. For the new party, Hill was someone they wanted considering he was fluent in both French and English, and he was well-liked in Ottawa. In 2002, Hill would attempt to run for the leadership of the Canadian Alliance Party, and Hill would attack former leader Stockwell Day, stating that he was dishonest and wasn't fit to lead the party, while accusing Day of hypocrisy for criticizing himself and Stephen Harper. Hill would have the endorsement of four Alliance MPs, and Alberta Premier Ralph Klein stated he had his support as well. Jerry Saint-Germain would say of Hill, quote, having seen Dr. Hill perform as deputy leader, putting country above personality, I have been impressed by his consistency in trying to unite small-c conservatives, and it is in that spirit, having witnessed his integrity, dedication, and commitment and loyalty, that I support Dr. Hill, end quote. Hill would state after the leadership race that if he had won, he would have left politics anyways. Hill would say, quote, my running was in actuality predicated on the fact that the leader who did not have a desire to stay as leader could in fact be a catalyst. I was never able to say that publicly because obviously you can't run for leader with an idea you won't be ultimate leader, but that was in the back of my mind what was happening, end quote. Hill would not poll well in the leadership contest with only 8% of Canadian Alliance voters stating they would vote for him. He ended up finishing fourth with 3.65% of the vote and 45,000 votes behind winner Stephen Harper. Hill would say to his supporters, quote, I'm moved by the dream. The dream is for a better Canada. I still cling to that dream. You're never wrong when you stand for what's right, and that makes everyone a winner tonight, end quote. Despite finishing dead last, Hill shot to the top of the party on January 9, 2004, when he was made the leader of the opposition as the Canadian Alliance became the Conservative Party of Canada. Hill would say upon moving into his office, quote, it's pretty digs, I must say, end quote. Knowing he would only be serving for 7 weeks, he still brought in pictures of his wife Sue and their 7 children, as well as pictures of 2 of his treasured cars, a red 1968 Ferrari and a vintage McLaren M6B. Hill would vow to keep Prime Minister Paul Martin on the hot seat, stating, quote, he tries to be all things to all people and to whitewash the fact that he was involved in the last 10 years, end quote. Hill would serve as the leader of the opposition until March 19, 2004. He was preceded by Canadian Alliance leader Stephen Harper and was succeeded by Conservative Party leader Stephen Harper. A few months after his time as leader of the opposition, Hill chose not to run in the 2004 election, with his last day in Parliament being June 28, 2004. Following his time in Parliament, he would go back to his medical practice in Okotoks, Alberta. The process to do so meant he had to go through 3 months of retraining and refresher courses, while at the same time serving as a leader of the opposition. He would state, quote, "Twice in the leader of the opposition's office, I opened my briefcase, got my stethoscope out, and put it around my neck. My staff would look at me and say, 'Grant, what are you doing?' There it was in my briefcase, and I would just hang it on my neck. It was just a habit. I was a doctor again." End quote. During this time, he would sometimes work on Parliament Hill in the morning, and then in surgery in the afternoon. He would relate one funny story stating, quote, "I examined a guy in Ottawa, did a full thorough examination with everything that entails. Then, that night, he saw me on the national news and said to his wife, 'The leader of the opposition did my examination. I guess that's a little unusual.'" End quote. He would say about his return to being a doctor, quote, "There has been a hiatus in my life, so it's good to be truly back in the trenches. I am a doctor, that's what I do. I want to put my stethoscope to someone's chest and listen and say I've found something and we can fix that and have that person thank me for that." End quote. In 2006, prior to the federal election, Hill and former Ontario MP Pat O'Brien would form Defend Marriage Canada, asking for a divisive debate on whether or not same-sex marriage would be legal in Canada, while asking Canadians to defend traditional marriage by emailing Prime Minister Paul Martin. Hill would state again that homosexuals spread disease, and that it was a choice to be gay, and they could choose to stop the behavior. He would say, quote, "My position is based on science, on social science, my experience as a doctor, and all the data and literature that I review in a scientific way. Every single piece of data says that marriage between a man and a woman is the best environment to raise children." End quote. I hope you enjoyed that episode and my look at Grant Hill. Next week, we're looking at our first leader of the opposition who is a Liberal since 1919. We're going to be looking at Bill Graham. If you like, you can email me at craig@canadaehx.com. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is Craig Baird, CraigBaird, and I'm on Instagram at Bairdo37. As well, again, if you want to support the podcast, you can for as little as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. And you can donate to the podcast by going to CanadaEHX.com and clicking Donate. I'd also like to thank all of my wonderful patrons, and I apologize if I get any names incorrect. Vobs, Robert Page, Richard D., Colin Johnson, Katie Caldwell, Jeff Hershey, Kyle Murray, Steve Paikin, Matthew Garthow, Lionel Romaine, Dr. Bob Turner, an anonymous patron that I truly do appreciate, Randy Hayden, Doug Campbell, Reg W., Deborah Carlson, Francis Helbling, Nick Zinri, Shannon Marshall, Clinton Martinez, Dimitri Chauve, Aaron O'Hara Myers, Robert Dunseith, Todd Casey, Catherine Rawa, Luke S., J.P. Bear, Jason Hall, Phil Maynard, and Iris Gray. Information from Maclean's, Calgary Herald, Wikipedia, Ottawa Citizen, Vancouver Sun, Victoria Times Colonist, Red Deer Advocate, Vancouver Province, Edmonton Journal, and the Langley Advance. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.